欢迎大家来到这期的美语训练班，我是杨林，
我是 Mike。 杨林来告诉大家今天都要学什么。
没问题，今天我们要聊聊神秘的直觉。
But my intuition told me you would make a good employee, and I was right.
看看在美国如何闪购。
Accessories are among the most sought after items on flash sales sites.
还要告诉你怎么说有商有量。
Yeah, I have this gut feeling that I should start investing into Chinese companies. I bet I can make a ton of money on the Chinese stock market.
Whoa, wait. Can you even buy stocks on the Chinese stock market? I thought you had to be a Chinese citizen to do that.
Well, you do. But I have this friend in Shenzhen that I met over QQ.He says if I send him a check for $3,000 and my bank account information, he'll buy the stocks for me.
You realize in all likelihood, this is a scam, right? He's not your friend. He's just trying to steal your money.
What? No. You are just being overly paranoid, Yanglin.
Oh, 你真是二中最二。算了，那我也不劝你了。咱们赶快先来进入第一个单元 Learn a Word.
Learn a Word.
今天我们要学的词是
likelihood. Likelihood is spelled L-I-K-E-L-I-H-O-O-D. Likelihood.
Likelihood, 可能性。美国西维吉尼亚州连续六年一直是开车最容易撞到鹿的州。
The likelihood of a West Virginian driver to hit a deer is 1 in 68.
西维吉尼亚州有驾照的人每68个人里就有一个人可能会撞上鹿。飓风 Sandy 在美东登岸之前，天气预报说
The likelihood of a big storm with monster winds and heavy rains is increasing.
天气出现狂风暴雨的可能性越来越大。以往八届总统大选，美国科罗拉多大学都事先准确地预测出了选举结果。这一次
The model indicates that Mitt Romney has a 77% likelihood of winning the popular vote.
该模型预计罗姆尼有77%的可能赢得全民选票。好的，今天我们学习的词是
likelihood, likelihood, likelihood.
Mike, just to let you know, there's a 99% likelihood that you're going to have to take over all my work when I go home for the Spring Festival.
What? That's not fair.
But you always claim that you're doing all the work, so it shouldn't be a problem, right?
Fine, but I feel like I need to be compensated. What are you willing to offer?
Well, I can tell you about all the great things I eat in Beijing when I'm back.
Sorry, girly, but this is a give-and-take relationship.
Jokes aside, you mentioned a really good phrase, give-and-take. Why don't we listen and find out what it means?
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms
各位听众现在播送美国习惯用语第996讲我是小北
我是 Dan
咱们生活中常有这样的人能力强热心肠点子多可就是听不得别人说不给这种人提意见很难被采纳因为他们不喜欢
Give and take Give is spelled G-I-V-EAnd take, T-A-K-E. Give and take.
大家一定都知道 give 是给的意思 take 则是拿 Give and take, 有拿有给引申为有商有量妥协折中
Those who don't appreciate give and take are not likely to listen to others.
那些不喜欢妥协折中的人不太可能听取别人的意见在下面的例子中我们要听一听在夫妻的相处之道中是不是也需要一些妥协
It's natural for couples to argue once in a while. But whether those two people will have a long future together often depends on how well they work out their differences. Conflicts shouldn't always be about one person being right and the other wrong.There has to be a healthy give and take. Without that ability to negotiate, couples can't survive.
这段话是说，夫妻间有时发生争吵是很正常的，但是两人是否能长久的一起生活下去，通常取决于他们能不能调和彼此间的差异。 在有冲突的时候，并不一定要分出谁对谁错，两人之间必须有健康的商量妥协。如果两人都不低头，那日子可过不长久。很多幸福夫妻都说，过日子的秘诀是宽容对方的缺点，而不是争辩是非对错。英文里有句话叫
My way or the highway，
意思就是说不按我说的做就拉倒，大有顺我者昌逆我者亡的意思。要是按照这个原则去经营婚姻，恐怕得一路打到离婚。好的，让我们再来听听刚才那段话。
It's natural for couples to argue once in a while. But whether those two people will have a long future together often depends on how well they work out their differences. Conflicts shouldn't always be about one person being right and the other wrong. There has to be a healthy give and take.Without that ability to negotiate, couples can't survive. Do you negotiate with others, or do you feel that give and take is a sign of weakness?
你会和别人妥协吗？还是觉得和别人商量就等于服软？其实，遇事和他人有商有量，达成大家都喜欢的结果，对一个团队是非常有益的。下面这个句子就是一个例子，我们来听听。
Our labor union has few complaints with the managers of our factory. That's because everyone works pretty well together. Whenever there's a conflict, we sit down together and discuss the best way to deal with it. Each side is willing to let the other get some of what it wants. That give and take works for a much better environment.
这段话意思是说，我们的工会从来不会收到对工厂管理人员的投诉，这是因为大家共事的相当愉快。每次有矛盾出现时，我们都坐下讨论最好的解决办法，每一方都愿意让另外一方达到部分目的。这种凡事有商有量的方式，营造了一个更优良的环境。这种相互尊重的态度往往能带来双赢的结果，不是说偏听则暗，坚信则明吗？好了，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
Our labor union has few complaints with the managers of our factory. That's because everyone works pretty well together. Whenever there's a conflict, we sit down together and discuss the best way to deal with it.Each side is willing to let the other get some of what it wants. That give and take makes for a much better environment.
各位听众，今天我们学习的习惯用语是 give and take， 意思是有商有量，折中妥协。好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束，下次再见。
I miss shopping in the night markets in China. I love the give and take of haggling with the merchants to get the best deal possible.
Really? I was always so intimidated, and I felt like I was getting ripped off. I think I would rather just pay whatever's on the price tag.
You're such a baby! 跟小商贩打交道，砍价是必备本领。
Well, bargaining isn't my strong point. Generally, I go online and look for flash sales,which are a lot cheaper than the ticket price.
Well, because I'm your friend, I'm going to give you the facts. You have zero strong points.
Oh.
But you just mentioned a really good word, flash sale. 咱们来学学这个词儿是什么意思。
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
flash sale. Flash is spelled F-L-A-S-H, flash.Sale is spelled S-A-L-E, sale, flash sale.
Flash sale 是限时抢购，也叫闪购。有研究显示
，Accessories are among the most sought after items on flash sale sites.
闪购网站上，服装配饰属于最抢手的商品。
flash sale websites claim to offer deep discounts on brand products to attract consumers.
选购网站以低价出售名牌产品为卖点，吸引消费者。
The new flash sale site is targeting young mothers with small children at home.
这个新开的闪购网站希望吸引的消费人群是那些家里孩子还小的年轻妈妈们。好的，今天我们学习的词是
flash sale, flash sale, flash sale.
闪购是不错，不过我觉得这样特别容易让人冲昏头脑，看见特便宜的就拼命买，最后买的都是一些你永远都不会用的东西。
Exactly. It's an old marketing trick. They create a false sense of urgency so the buyer doesn't have time to talk themselves out of the purchase.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes the companies try to gloss over any defects the product has, which is probably why they're so cheap in the first place.
Yep. They definitely tend to gloss over things. Let's listen to today's words and idioms and find out what gloss over means.
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第997讲。我是小北，
我是 Dan。
上个月，我和一个好朋友一起出去旅行，整个旅程差强人意。后来回来，别人问我们玩得如何，还没等我张口，我那快人快语的朋友抢先说，我们的旅程有多精彩，看到的景色多迷人，没有一句不好，没有一点抱怨。我当时简直怀疑我们俩去的是不是一个地方。
Gloss over. Gloss is spelled G-L-O-S-S. And over, O-V-E-R.
Gloss over, 意思是把不好的意思隐瞒起来或者轻描淡写。我的朋友没有把旅行中的种种不好对人提起。
She chose to gloss over all of them.
而是决定把这些不好的部分都忽略不计了。这种报喜不报忧的情况也出现在下面的例句中，我们听一听。
My daughter likes the sweet icy drinks at our local convenience store, but she's tried to avoid them because they have so much sugar. Now that she's heard that new flavors are being offered with artificial sweeteners, she's excited. I'm not, because they still have no nutritional value.The company glosses over that information in its ads.
这段话是说，我女儿喜欢喝我家附近便利店卖的甜味冰饮料，不过她尽量少喝，因为这些饮料里糖分太多了。现在她听说新口味的冷饮里面用了代糖，所以她高兴极了。不过我可不高兴，因为这种饮料还是没有任何营养价值。不过对于这个事实，厂家在广告中可是一句都没提。商品广告当然是捡好的说，这样才能吸引顾客嘛。不过说起来，现在各种饮料的卖点真是五花八门，但是要我说，还是白水最解渴，绝对没有不良成分。好的，让我们再来听听刚才那段话。
My daughter likes the sweet icy drinks at our local convenience store, but she's tried to avoid them because they have nobut she's tried to avoid them because they have so much sugar. Now that she's heard that new flavors are being offered with artificial sweeteners, she's excited. I'm not, because they still have no nutritional value. The company glosses over that information in its ads.
美国的教育制度时常受到称赞，美国的大学也是国际学生们出国深造的首选。不过美国大学的学费也贵得可以，在这里学生贷款平均值达到10万甚至20万美元，每个月的还款额可能相当于毕业生半个月的工资。但是
Universities don't include those numbers on their websites. They conveniently gloss over those shocking statistics.
大学不会把这些数字发在他们的网站上，他们很方便地忽略了这些统计数据。说起隐瞒不报，我们来听听下面的例句。
People can be fascinated with celebrities. We love how they overcame great challenges in their rise to success. But often, their stories fail to mention drug or alcohol addictions, problems with relationships, or criminal behavior. Indeed, biographers have a habit of glossing over such unpleasant facts.
这段话意思是说，很多人崇拜名人，他们在通往成功的道路上克服巨大的困难，这种故事让我们喜爱不已。不过，他们的人生故事通常不会提到吸毒、嗜酒、感情问题或者犯罪行为。事实上，写传记的作家们都有把不好的事情轻描淡写或者干脆不提的习惯。其实，人无完人，写出自己生活中阴暗的经历，并不一定会破坏在粉丝心中的形象，反而会让大家觉得你更真实、更立体。好了，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
People can be fascinated with celebrities. We love how they overcame great challenges and their rise to success. But often, their life stories fail to mention drug or alcohol addictions.Problems with relationships, or criminal behavior. Indeed, biographers have a habit of glossing over such unpleasant facts.
各位听众，今天我们学习的习惯用语是 gloss over, 意思是把不好的事情隐瞒起来或者轻描淡写。好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束，下次再见。
Never gloss over things with me, Yonglin. If I'm not doing a good job on the show, just tell me.
这可是你说的啊。说到你的缺点，那简直是一箩筐了。比如说吧，吃的太多，说话太多，表演不够自然，逻辑性一般。
Hey, come on now. I didn't think I was that bad.
Well, if it helps, from the very beginning, my intuition told me that you would be a great team member. And it turns out I was right.在今天的 Business Etiquette 里 ,Faith 和 Katie 就在讨论直觉这个话题。咱们一起来听听吧。
礼节美语。
销售部的 Steve, Faith 和 Katie 开会讨论项目进展。Steve 说
Okay, so are we all agreed that we'll move forward on this project?
You know, I'm not so sure. I have a funny feeling about this.
You smell a rat?
Kind of. All I can say is that something is definitely not right. I just feel it.
Steve 征求大家意见，决定项目可否进入下一阶段。可 Faith 说，他总觉得哪儿不对劲。
I have a funny feeling about this.
Funny 在这里不是好笑，而是奇怪的意思。Katie 问
，You smell a rat? Smell a rat?
也是觉得可疑、不对劲的意思。Faith 承认他也说不清楚。
I just feel it.
就是一种感觉。
But Faith, do you really think we should base a decision on a feeling?
Well, feelings can be a warning. I believe very strongly in the power of intuition.
Do you mean that emotions are important, even in the business world?
Yeah, I do. You know how people say, I have a gut feeling? What they really mean is that their intuition is giving them a signal.
Faith 说自己特别相信直觉。
I believe in the power of intuition. Intuition is spelled I-N-T-U-I-T-I-O-N. Intuition.
是直觉的意思。很多人都说
I have a gut feeling. Gut. G-U-T. Gut. Gut feeling.
Gut feeling 也是直觉的意思。
But we should make choices based on data and information, not emotions.
I think perhaps both information and intuition are necessary.
I agree. Data is for the brain, but intuition is for the heart.
But every decision we make in life is based on the available facts, no?
Not really. When we go on a date with someone, we usually make a decision about whether or not we like someone almost instantly.
Steve 好像非常理性，认为一切决定都应该以事实为依据。Faith 却认为不能一概而论，比如说
When we go on a date with someone
出去跟别人约会，两人是否会继续交往下去，往往都是一上来就决定了。
That's true. I usually only have to meet a man for less than a minute before I know whether or not I want to date him.
And that's intuition?
Yeah, and we use it every day. Intuition is very important in business. Remember your first job interview here?
Yeah, I was so nervous. I was sweating and stammering.
Mm-hmm. But my intuition told me you would make a good employee, and I was right.
Faith 说，我们其实每天都会用到直觉。
Steve 第一次面试紧张得浑身冒汗，说话也结结巴巴的，可 Face 却说直觉告诉他
My intuition told me
Steve 一定会是好员工，结果一点没错。
I would never be able to live my life just by intuition. I just don't think it's reliable.
Huh, that's funny. I find that a lot of the time, I end up just following my gut feelings.
Really? Well, it looks like your gut feelings lead you to a lot of restaurants, right?
Hey, seriously though, you can't tell me you never follow your intuition. Didn't you say that you can tell if a guy is a good person or not within just a few minutes of meeting him?
Well, that's different. That's just because I'm a good judge of character.
Right. Well, Steve, Faith, and Katie are still talking about intuition. Let's continue.
礼节美语。
销售部的 Steve, Faith 和 Katie 围绕直觉展开了讨论。Katie 说
I think perhaps everyone has different kinds of intuition. I'm a pretty bad judge of character, but I'm a whiz at picking stocks.
You should go to Las Vegas. You'd make a killing.
That's not a bad idea.
But what Katie's doing is not exactly the same as gambling. She reads and watches business news, but her intuition is better than other people's. She can pick out the signs and clues that the rest of us miss.
Katie 说人跟人不一样，比如说她自己。
I'm a pretty bad judge of character.
看人就经常走眼，但是
I'm a whiz at picking stocks.
挑选股票却是奇才。
Whiz, W-I-Z, whiz.
Steve 开玩笑说 Katie 应该到赌城拉斯维加斯去。
You'd make a killing.
保准走运赚大钱。可 Face 却说 Katie 选股票并不是盲目下注，而是她在这方面的直觉比其他人更敏感，可以
Pick out the signs and clues that the rest of us miss.
发现很多其他人注意不到的线索和迹象。
I've read books by famous CEOs, and most of them talk about how important it is to develop your intuition. Of course, not every hunch you have will turn out to be right.
That's true. Sometimes my intuition is really off, like with my last two boyfriends.
Intuition might play a bigger role than I think it does. My brother is a police officer, and he says 9 times out of 10, he will just feel that something isn't right. Then when he investigates, he usually discovers he was right.
直觉也不是每次都对，除了 intuition 和 gut feeling.
Hunch. H-U-N-C-H. Hunch.
也是直觉的意思。Face 承认。
Sometimes my intuition is really off.Off, O-F-F, off.
Off, 在这里意思是不符合标准。Steve 最后承认直觉可能确实比他以为的更重要。他当警察的哥哥就说
9 times out of 10.
十有八九都是他的直觉告诉他有些问题。调查结果还真是那样。
So, what should we do about this deal? Faith's intuition says there's something wrong.
How about if we crunch the numbers again and see if there's anything fishy?
Sounds good. Let's go over all the documents with a fine-tooth comb and see if we can find the problem.
Will do. I'll work on it this afternoon.
Thanks for your input, guys.
Steve 建议从头再算一遍。
Crunch the numbers again. Crunch. C-R-U-N-C-H. Crunch.
Crunch 在口语里有计算、处理的意思。Face 表示赞成，决定把所有文件重新仔细地过一遍。
With a fine-tooth comb.
用一把细齿的梳子引申为仔细检查。
My female intuition tells me that you were the one who stole the Oreo cookies from my desk.
I have a hunch that your female intuition is wrong. I didn't steal Oreos.Just took some chocolate.
Gotcha!、
Ah.
回头再给我买十块就行。好了，同学们，这次的节目时间就到这里了。如果你有什么建议或者想提什么问题，请发电子邮件到美语 @voanews.com.
Tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目你是哪里人单元的高级课程。
Kevin and Jose are new roommates who are meeting each other for the first time. Jose is from Mexico and is telling Kevin about his experience coming to America. Winnie, in this first section, listen for the phrase to strike someone, which means to really catch someone's attention.
Oh, to strike someone 就是特别引起某人的注意。好，那我要仔细听了。
What were some of the things that really struck you when you first came to America?
Well, my first impression is that everything was really spread out.
That's particularly true in the American Southwest. Because there's so much space, many cities, like Los Angeles, grow outward rather than build taller buildings, like in New York.
Yeah, I heard that's why the traffic is so bad there.
Yeah, everything is far apart, so everyone needs a car to get around, so there's lots of traffic.
Winnie, what struck Jose about America when he first arrived?
他的第一印象啊，就是美国所有东西都很分散 ,spread out.
That's right. And how has this affected traffic conditions?
正是因为很多城市都铺得很开，所以人们的生活离不开汽车，也就造成了交通拥挤。
Exactly. In the next section, listen for the phrase to stand out, which means to be very obvious or noticeable.
What about the culture? Was there anything that really stood out about Americans when you first started interacting with them?
Well, the thing that struck me was how casual Americans are. Even people who are strangers still call each other by their first names as if they're friends.
Yeah, Americans also tend to be very casual in business relationships. Sometimes people from other countries who are used to being more formal find this rude.
Yeah, I bet some people have a hard time getting used to that.
So, Winnie, what really stood out for Jose about American culture?
他觉得美国人很随便，即使是在正式场合，也经常对别人直呼其名。
Right. And does this sometimes cause problems?
美国人可能觉得这样很亲切，可是啊，在某些文化看来，这可能是非常不礼貌的。
Right. In the next section, listen for the phrase to keep someone at arm's length.Which means to maintain a distant relationship with someone.
But you know, I find it interesting that even though Americans are very casual and friendly, they also value privacy more than people in other cultures.
You know, I think you're right. Even though Americans are friendly to strangers, some of them also like to keep people they don't know at arm's length.
Yeah, they really like to have time to themselves.
I agree. If you're from a culture in which people are always together, Americans can seem very rude when they're trying to be left alone.
一点没错，我的美国邻居每次见面都特别友好地跟我打招呼，可是啊，从来就不请我去他家做客。
That's pretty common. Americans like to be friendly in public, but they also like to have their own space.
没准他家特别乱，所以不敢让人去啊。
Could be.In the next section, listen for the word punctual, which means on time.
You know, I've also noticed that Americans really value punctuality and like to be on time.
That's right. In some cultures, people aren't so worried about being on time. They have a hard time in the United States because Americans don't like for people to be late.
It's true. Sometimes when Americans come to Mexico for tourism, they get really mad when the bus doesn't leave on time.It's strange to always be in such a hurry, even on vacation.
You know, I think when you go to another country, you have to go with the flow.
美国人喜欢守时，但是 Kevin 觉得，如果他们到那些并不重视时间观念的国家去，就应该 go with the flow, 入乡随俗。
Yes, as the English expression says, when in Rome, do as the Romans do.
这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站 goenglish.me， 网址是 www.goenglish.me。